WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, March the 6th, 2024, 6:03. Rain and 58 today. The rain should start rolling through here shortly.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. Nice day yesterday. We get the rain today.
Last night when I was trying to pick out my outfit for today, I'm like, oh, it's going to rain, so I can't wear the shoes I really like.
Yeah. Oh.
53 in NRV, 54 in Lynchburg, 56 in Roanoke. And Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
You know, I realize I'm my son's biggest cheerleader when he's in the barbershop.
That's a weird place to cheer someone on.
Yeah, because, I know. But I realize when he's sitting in the chair and he's getting his hair cut by Ramir, I'm just like, yeah, you looking good already. Like, you know, like, I feel like I'm...
In the middle of the haircut?
In the middle of the haircut, I'm already looking at it. It looks good.
So I have a question for you. Are you one of those parents that gets your son's haircut the way you want it, or does he get to choose how he wants his hair?
Well, I ask him, and usually, you know...
It's a compromise.
But then I also look at the barber, and I said, you know, hey, look, I trust you. And your opinion of, like, with his head shape and everything else in the style, what do you recommend? Something a little bit, you know, get him a good fade.
I know Monica well enough to know it ain't no compromise. What it is, Hendrix, how do you want your hair cut? If he gives her an answer that she deems acceptable, then they can do it. It ain't no compromise. Like, all right, you want to do a rat tail? I want to do a mohawk. No, it's whatever Hendrix says that Monica agrees with. That's the compromise.
I remember as a kid when my parents used to take me to get my hair cut. My dad always wanted it shorter than I did.
Yeah.
But now I love my haircut really short.
Okay. So,
see, Dad was right.
Yeah. Antoine, what's on your mind this morning?
My brain stopped working yesterday. I was signing up for a direct deposit situation, and the prompt asked me a question that my brain was so not ready for that I had to stop what I was doing, pull out a piece of paper, a pen, and write out the answer. Because if I ask you right now, don't say it out loud on the radio, the last four digits of your social, you can think of it like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Now, what if I asked you the last five digits of your social?
Oh, I got it.
See, you're just so much smarter than me. I had to write out all eight numbers and then X off the first three. Nine numbers. And then X off the first four to figure out what the last five was. Because I could not go from last four to last five.
I will say with my number, I have like the same numbers.
Oh, just say it out loud.
You stop it. You know, but I have the same number. So I feel like with other folks, it probably is a little bit more like I got to think on it.
My brain farted all over me. Yeah. Chris, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good, but I think it's interesting. You know how people were crapping on the movie Madam Web, which, by the way, did you ever see it?
I did not. We're going to wait till that streams.
Okay, but Dakota Johnson is finally speaking out about the movie. And she says, sometimes in this industry, you sign on to something and it's one thing, and then as you're making it, it becomes something completely different. Yep. And you're like, wait, what? So she's just as disappointed in Madam Web as everybody else. She says, I will probably never do another Marvel movie again. Because
she's scarred.
They screwed her over.
Yeah, and she says, you know what? This really isn't my
genre.
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting that she agrees that, yeah, this movie was crap.
Don't you waste your money.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Child Antoine is crying inside of me right now because there is something going away that he always wanted. He never got it because he wasn't old enough to have a credit card at the time. Let's say goodbye to the Bowflex.
Bowflex?
Yeah, the home gym.
First off,
I need you guys to care a little bit more about my sadness. What the heck's the Bowflex?
I feel like back in the day, all the infomercials were either the Bowflex or the George Foreman grill.
100%. And Child Antoine really wish he had a credit card because he would have bought that home gym. He wouldn't have worked out a single day, but he would have had it. And I don't know, it's just like, it's been four decades of the Bowflex.
I forgot about the thing, but I see it now. You can get one for as cheap as $138. They probably discounted since they're going away. You can get one for $25.
I do not feel that you are being very genuine.
Huh?
And what you're talking about right now. I think that you are judging me because I love the Bowflex. And that made me think, when I saw that, it made me think that I'm so lucky that I didn't have a credit card, that I didn't have money back in the 90s when infomercials were the thing, because I would have bought so many things starting with the Bowflex.
Man. Yeah. I mean, Bowflex. I think you were the only child that was looking at it.
I 100% was the only child. In remembrance of the Bowflex, let's hear a little bit of that famous, to me, Bowflex commercial.
Introducing the Bowflex Power Pro. Bowflex uses patented power rod resistance to give you an incredibly smooth, natural feel over 60 different health club quality exercises.
Wow.
With features like a built-in aerobic rowing exercise, convertible grips, and convenient folding capabilities, it's easy to see why a Bowflex was selected by Fitness Magazine as the best home gym for 1997. And was awarded a Consumer's Digest Best Buy.
Oh my God.
It's time to get the body you want with no money down and payments as low as $33 a month. Call right now for your free video and brochure. Discover the body you've always wanted.
The body that we've always wanted in 1997.
I tell you. I mean, I'm into to purchase one if it's for $33, period. Like, you know.
Goodbye, Monica. I'm over this.
That is new music from Benson Boone. It's Beautiful Things on K92. You're waking up with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, I've become that adult. That adult that sees my friend's children out and about at the grocery store, and I want to approach them and be like, I remember when you were a baby.
Ew.
I know. Ew. And you remember when growing up, your mom's friends always would come over to you and be like, you were just a little wee thing. I remember you running through the yard. You were so... That is me now. I become that adult.
And the memories are never like super positive memories. When that adult comes up to you, it's never like, oh, I remember you. You had the cutest smile, or you were the best on the basketball team. It's like, oh, no, I remember you. You ran through the neighborhood naked.
Yeah, something embarrassing that they hold on to.
Yeah, like, oh, I remember you. I used to babysit you and change your diaper. Oh, great. Okay. You've seen me naked.
Yes.
So how often are you doing that?
It's happening a lot because now, you know, my friends, I grew up in this area and they have kids and their kids are working and they're all over the place. I'm like, you look just like your mama. You look just like your dad. Oh, I remember. I'm like, oh, let me catch myself because they don't want to hear. And they have that face of, oh, gosh, I don't want to hear what she has to say.
They don't know who you are.
No, they don't.
they have no clue who you are. Stranger danger, white van with no windows.
And you're right about that, too. I don't know. I guess the grocery store and something about the grocery store atmosphere, you feel like I want to spark that conversation. But they don't want it.
No, they don't. Why don't you just stop looking around? Like, when you go places, just focus on your task at hand and stop, you know.
I need a bag of grapes.
Yes,
focus on grapes. The grapes.
Not little, not Charles Jr. over here.
Right. Yeah. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. Get the answer correct, and you will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Lodge Sports Complex.
The question of the day is... 40% of people do this to their Oreos before they eat them. Let's see if Barry knows the answer. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
All right, Barry. How are people, or 40% of people, what are they doing to their Oreos before they eat them?
I can't believe it's not more than 40%, but it has to be open them.
It has to be opening, twisting them up and opening them. Yep. So I feel like
they open them.
That's the correct way, I feel. Uh-oh, Monica disagrees.
That's the correct way? Open?
You don't twist yours?
No, I bite it in half, and then I like...
First of all, this sounded aggressive.
I bite it in half, and then I kind of like for the cookie to just like settle on my teeth, and I suck it off.
Okay. All right, this is a podcast right here, if I've ever heard
You know
one.
What I'm talking about, Barry? Like, you know, because even I do the same thing with peanut butter crackers.
It looks like you brushed your teeth with the charcoal toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
Now, Barry, how do you eat your Oreos, assuming that you eat Oreos?
When I eat them, I twist them.
Oh. Mm.
You know what that sounds like?
Because that way you can control the amount of frosting per bite.
Yes.
But the way that Barry phrased it, when I eat them.
Yeah.
Barry ain't eating no Oreos.
No,
they
not
unhealthy.
Like that.
She ain't eating no. Just give me some celery sticks.
Chris, how are you doing it?
Well, see, what I usually do, I like to take two Oreos. And I like to take one side off of each of them and slap them together to make a really thick Oreo. That's how I like to do that.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Double the cream?
Yes. And then I even like to go take the extra sip. If I have any, dip it in some milk.
Oh, good gracious.
And then bite into
it. You have a whole process.
It takes them 10 minutes to eat one Oreo. I eat Oreos one of two ways.
Uh-huh.
Biting them in half is not one of those two ways, Monica. That's just cannibalistic right there. I'm either going to twist and open them, like the survey says, or I'm going to eat them whole. I do not
you just
bite
throw
into
it back.
Them. I just throw them back there like you're a sunflower seed or something.
Oh.
Like it's just... a Tylenol.
Exactly.
Right. Like I don't like that. Do you like that, Barry? Just toss it. Like... That's aggressive right there. My goodness. Barry, well, you know what? You're going to Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton from K92.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening this morning.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
All right. There are a lot of strange things to steal, but this is a first. I haven't heard of a lot of people stealing this, but I did a little deep dive and I found out why.
Okay.
So two guys were caught stealing just under 600 Venus fly traps.
Oh, no.
Oh,
from
absolutely
a nature not. Conservatory in North Carolina. Now, that isn't slang for type of drug or a shoe. It's actual plants. Now, the thieves were apparently planning on selling them on the black market. I guess they're worth a lot of money.
Yes, they are.
But it's unclear what Venus fly traps would go for, but it must be a lot because the thieves were hit with felony charges.
Oh, wow.
For that. And if you don't know, Venus fly traps are rare, except they're native to North and South Carolina. That's where they're grown the most. I think there's a couple states that have kind of started growing them, like New York, and then I think there's another area,
Because I want one. So I was like looking into, you know, man, if only I could have gotten in touch with the criminal to give me a plant before they were arrested.
Yeah, so when I read this story, I had instant anxiety because when I was a kid, I was terrified of Venus flytraps.
Oh.
I never saw one in person. I think I watched a TV show, or I don't know if it was a TV
it
show or a cartoon.
It wasn't Feed Me, Seymour.
Yeah,
Little Shop of Horrors.
Where somebody got eaten by a Venus flytrap.
Yeah. It might have been Little Shop of Horrors, the movie that Monica's talking about. That movie terrified me as a kid of Venus flytraps. Venus flytraps and... sinking sand, whatever, quicksand.
That's what I was getting ready to say next. As a kid, you only saw it on TV. You never really saw those in real life. And as I got older, I'm like, is quicksand really a thing? And do Venus flytraps really exist? Later on, I found out Venus flytraps exist, but I'd never heard of anyone witnessing quicksand in person.
Quicksand does exist. It's not very quick at all. It's very slow, but it definitely does exist. And maybe these criminals were doing Child Chris a favor. They were getting rid of them. They weren't going to sell them.
That's what they were doing.
They were getting rid of them so that they wouldn't eat anyone.
They thought about Chris and they said, we're going to help him out.
Yeah. No, I had night terrors over his fly traps as a kid.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies' Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies' Room today with Mallory. And Mallory, you say that you are annoyed with your boyfriend's female friend?
Yeah. So my boyfriend's close friends, his female friends, call him by these little pet names.
Ooh.
And he doesn't see anything wrong with it. So... like, one friend he's known since middle school, and he frequently meets her for lunch. She loves to call him Yummers.
Yummers? Like yummy, but Yummers?
I don't like that.
Yeah, she said it's because he's so handsome, and he dated so many girls in the past, and they all commented on him looking yummy.
I can see that. Okay.
I mean, after a year of dating and hearing Yummers, I still can't stand it. and he told me I was being dramatic.
Let me ask you this. Are these female friends that he hangs out with, has he dated them before, or they've just been platonic friendships?
Just platonic.
So he says.
First thing that popped in my head when you shared that background, Mallory, I could see them growing up together, and she's always giving your boyfriend a hard time about being, you know, Mr. Charm and Mr. Personality. So Yummers could kind of be like a dig at him you know, something... I'm lovey-lovey.
Yeah, yeah.
Or does she have a secret crush?
I knew that was
coming. Are we just going to call for what it is? I think there's something happening there. Meeting up for lunch and calling them Yummers, I don't like it.
Mallory, do you think there's anything more than a platonic relationship between them, especially on her side?
I don't think so. I just don't like it. I mean, and I asked him how he would feel, and he was like, well, I mean, I wouldn't want another man calling you by a pet name.
So a double standard there.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest in his double standard. So have you asked him to get her to stop or?
Yes, but he just doesn't see anything wrong with it.
It's okay if she calls him a pet name, but it would not be okay if you had a guy friend calling you a pet name.
Exactly.
Oh, us men, we're so dumb.
Oh, man. I mean, well, you heard what my thoughts. I don't care for that at all. I think that something's up. But maybe someone has experienced this and they can help you out, Mallory. So go ahead and text into 52353 or give us a call at 540-774-9236. We're in the ladies' room on K92.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Oh, man. Helping out Mallory, hopefully. Mallory, who's saying that her boyfriend, he's getting called those pet names by his female friends.
Yummer. So
yeah.
Ridiculous of a name.
We had some text to 52353. Josh from Roanoke. He said, so it's cool when his friends do it, but it's a problem when her friends do it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a double standard there, as we talked about.
No. Yeah. There's another text that came in from Shauna of Venton. She says, dump him. He doesn't respect you.
Oh, well, is it that he doesn't respect her or is he just ignorant? Like, he's just ignorant to how big of a deal this is.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it might be a combination of both.
That could be a yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Bridget on the phone.
Hello.
All right, Bridget. So you heard everything that Mallory explained with us, like her boyfriend's female friend is calling him pet name, calling him yummers. Where do you stand on this?
Honestly, I'm kind of team yummers.
Wait, team yummers? You said you are team yummers?
I am team yummers. I feel like Mallory's being a little bit of a baby about this. Like, I had an ex whose friends called him lover boy. Or his friend called him lover boy. Mm-hmm. And like, he did cheat on me, but not with her. He cheated on me with someone he was being way sneakier with. You're not going to be sneak. You're not going to like be that obvious if you're actually cheating with somebody.
Okay.
She did say that the friend that called her ex lover boy is not the friend that he left. So
there you go.
There's
validity.
There's validity to that argument. So she shouldn't have an issue with her boyfriend being someone's yummer.
Think so. Listen, do you know how many grown men don't have any friends at all? The fact that he has friends like that is like, oh, good. He has healthy relationships with women. That's like probably a good sign.
Okay. Wow. Well, I will say I appreciate Bridget's attitude about it. She's like, you know what?
How do you think?
It's like, I enjoy this life. I'm going to keep on going. Thank you, Bridget.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Mallory, Bridget said, hey, appreciate that your boyfriend has friendships and just be team yummer.
I mean, I don't like hearing him. I just don't like it. I mean, thank you for having me on. I'm just clearly an emotional person. I can't tolerate it.
You're good. I think.
I honestly think you should sit your boyfriend down and tell him it makes you uncomfortable. And if he respects you, then he'll put a stop to that.
That's right.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're right. I know what I need to do.
Like, that's an awkward conversation.
Yeah. I think I understand it's awkward, but I do think at this point, like, it's bothering me enough for me to be on the radio. I need to, like, talk to him about it.
That's fair.
Yes.
That's a good barometer right there.
Well, thank you so much, Mallory, for coming in the ladies' room. Keep us updated, okay?
Okay.
K92.
I'm also excited for my niece. Today is her first day of work. She is working at the student union at her college, and just ironically, I'm excited because I also work there.
Oh.
And so I was talking to her last night. We were texting back and forth, and she said, Uncle Tuan, do you have any advice for me? And I said, yes, one piece of advice. Don't get fired. And she replied, she said, that's random. Like, I'm not going to get fired on my first day. And I said, well, I almost got fired my first day when I worked that same job.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, the most awkward first day ever because there are doors that you can come in.
Yes.
We call those the entrance doors.
Uh-huh.
There are doors that you can go out of. Those are called the exit doors. The doors that you're supposed to stay away from, the emergency exit doors. You know those doors.
Yes.
With the big red strip against the little metal thing in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, do not open. Alarms will go off if you open. Well, there was a time, believe it or not, where I would get nervous. Extremely nervous. And when I'm nervous, I don't pay attention to my surroundings. And that day, my first day working there, I went out that emergency door for my lunch break, set off alarms in the entire building to they had to evacuate it because the fire alarms went off. And I don't know what other alarms went off, but it was a bunch of noise and it had to be evacuated because I walked out the wrong door.
You were so nervous and heading to lunch. You were like, oh my goodness.
I didn't know what to do. I was going to lunch by myself. I didn't know where I was going to lunch. I forgot where I parked my car. I opened the door.
You were having a day.
As soon as I opened it,
oh, no.
So that was my piece of advice. So I'm like, yo, don't get fired.
Because she's like, man, you did that.
But the first day of work be really nerve-wracking. It could be really awkward. I know I am not the only one that's had an awkward first day at a job.
Yeah, so my awkward first day at a job, this was probably 10 years ago. I showed up on the first day of work with pink eye.
Like, you gotta go home.
I woke up that morning with pink eye. I'm like, of all days, I have to walk around with pink eye and not touch anybody.
Pink eye, Chris.
And then plus, I know people were secretly judging me. It's like,
why was he here?
Yeah, was he in a dirty hot tub last night? What have you been doing?
My goodness.
Generally, that's what people think when you get pink eye. You've been hanging out in a dirty hot tub.
That's the first thing I think of every time, actually. Anytime someone mentions hot tub to me, I'm like, that's pink eye location.
Yeah.
Petri dish.
Oh my gosh. Well, it happens. I mean, my first day, I was a waitress. And at this shady restaurant, and I still remember I got in trouble because I didn't answer the phone. They had a random phone that would ring, and and you're supposed to answer it and go to the hotel next door to deliver their food.
What?
And I was 15. And I was like, no.
No, baby, no.
No. And I would not answer the phone. So, yeah, that was a little awkward. And plus the fact that they kind of had a holding cell for me at, like in their back room. They're like, you just have a seat right here where, you know, so-and-so takes care of the table.
I need you to leave that job off your resume.
They closed.
Don't put that on LinkedIn.
They didn't last long.
Mystery food.
On 460. Yeah.
If you have an awkward first day of work story, feel free to call in and share your story at 540-774-9236 or text in your story to 52353.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we are talking about awkward first days at work because I'm celebrating my niece who's working at a place that I used to work at when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I just warned her to not open the emergency exit doors like I did on my first day and almost get fired.
Yeah.
You just got to be
my
smart.
Goodness.
Don't be nervous. But we got a text in from Ashley to 52353. So we called her up because we really wanted her to share the story. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right, Ashley, go ahead and tell us, what was that awkward thing that happened at the first day of your job?
Yeah, so it was my first day as a server, and I had a big party for my first table, and I was trying to carry out this big tray of drinks, and I was leaning over to pass them out, and there was a small kid at the table, and one of the drinks fell and spilled all over the kid. And I felt so horrible. My whole face turned red, and I just immediately started trying to, like, wipe the kid off without even asking.
That's all right, Ashley.
And I just, like, apologized profusely, but I was so embarrassed that after I gave their drinks, I went to the walk-in freezer and just, like, cried.
Aww.
And I was like, this is not the job for me, and I almost left, and I felt horrible.
Poor baby.
Yeah, the kid, when you're wiping him down, he's probably like, stranger danger.
Oh, no.
And that,
I know.
Ashley,
stuff like that happens, though.
That's the number one reason why I've never worked, like, in food and stuff.
Really?
Because I don't think I could recover. If I was Ashley, that would have been my first and last
Ashley,
day. I would have quit that day.
I had a big party, and I had one of those huge trays of food, and all the food rolled off the tray, and I looked at the table. I said, it's going to be 10 more minutes. I mean.
I could see you doing that, too. They're like, oh, okay.
All right. Sorry, drop your fish and fry.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for sharing that with us. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We have to say happy birthday to Barbie.
Oh, today's Barbie's birthday?
Yeah, it's 65. Happy birthday, Barbie.
She looks great for 65.
She does, right?
That Botox.
It is, really. Just looking great, girl. Fabulous. But happy 65th to Barbie. All right, so moving on to Jelly Roll. He had to apologize because he got into a little Twitter fight with a random woman.
Okay.
So the woman posted and said that she wouldn't listen to Jelly Roll's music because of his name.
That's it?
Yeah, because she's like, I'm not into it because of his name. So he looked at that one tweet and said, not today.
Yep.
I'm not feeling it. So he went off on her, called her young and toxic, and accused her of spreading negativity. And then he went back and he realized after saying all that stuff, responding to that woman, that, you know, he was out of character. And he needed to apologize for the tweet back to her. But he did tag it with, you can't reason with stupid.
Yeah, so I've looked at this entire thread of what this lady tweeted and what Jelly Roll responded to back and forth. And I might get some flack on this.
What?
He overreacted. He 100% overreacted. So her tweet says, I know people can question my music taste, but I'll never listen to a guy named Jelly Roll. I can't do it. That's all she said. She didn't even tag him in it.
Uh-huh.
She just said Jelly Roll's a dumb name. Let's put that on the record. It's not the best.
Yeah, but
name.
There's a lot of you know, names out there.
Yeah, and she said later on, like, I was just joking. That's why I didn't tag you in it. I was just making a joke. Your name popped up.
But he went off.
He went far. He said, imagine being the kind of human that won't listen to someone's music because of their name. Same kind of people that teach hate, division, and spread negativity. It's all right. I was young, toxic, and didn't care about people once in life as well.
That's a dramatic
response.
It was, but you know what? It's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. He probably had a lot of stuff going on. He said, you know, that one tweet.
That's fair.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and we all have had those moments.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised he did that because Jelly Roll is such a positive person. He's inspirational.
I mean, the name Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he sounds delicious anyway.
I mean, I'm hungry right now.
Yeah.
All right, were you freaking out yesterday because Facebook and Instagram went out and shut down for a couple of hours and people were going crazy? I was part of the problem because I also was like,
part of the problem.
I was like, oh my gosh, I've been hacked. I've been hacked. I reset my password a couple times. I did all that business. Were you part of it? The drama of the freak out? You can text into 52353. What happened? Did you call somebody in a panic?
It's days like that where I'm happy I don't have Facebook, because if I had Facebook, I definitely would have felt that.
But you didn't notice in Instagram, IG, you didn't.
I noticed it, but it wasn't like the end of the world. I'm like, okay, I can't see someone's food
you
photo
TikTok.
Right now.
Yeah, I didn't realize Facebook and Instagram went down, but I do know when it happened because I was, for a couple hours, I was like, man, it feels like there's a lot of peace in the world.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's valid, too.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
All right, please welcome Brady to the show. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on. I heard your dating life's kind of tough right now, not having much luck.
I'm not sure what happened. I just thought maybe you could help me. I hate not having, you know, closure.
You want some answers.
Yeah. All right. So tell us about Carly.
We met on a dating app and we've gone on more than one date. So it's not like, you know, it was one and done and disappeared. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
First date was, you know, just dinner and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And the second date, like, things were going great. So I invited her back to my place. But I mean, it was like we hung out, had drinks, watched a movie. You know, it was just real chill just to hang out. It was just a really cool evening. We got to talk a lot.
So nothing stands out to you as just weird, like unusual?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I think was a little off is like our first kiss maybe was a little awkward.
Did you use too much tongue?
Did you use too much tongue,
Brady?
Is
that what you did, Brady?
That's what everyone asks, right? Right for the tongue. For me, I thought maybe it was a little awkward or something, but I don't know. Anyway, so then after that, it must have been awkward because then I haven't heard from her. So.
Okay, well, fortunately for you, Brady, we have heard from her because we don't want you to walk around without answers. We want you to get that closure. So Carly has been listening to the phone conversation so far. So we're going to go ahead and talk to Carly for a second. Good morning, Carly.
Hi.
All right, Carly. So can you just let us know how the date went for you? Did the date go fine? Did everything that Brady say, is that matching up with what you experienced?
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, like the date was fine. Everything really was fine. But like his apartment was a little shocking.
Okay, wait a second.
He has
here.
Roaches. That's what it is.
Brady.
No, who knows?
Brady, do you have any idea what she's talking about?
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, I live a little Spartan.
It looks like he's about to flee the country. Like, it literally looks like a safe house.
Oh, so.
Why is that?
There's nothing in there. Like, it almost looks like he's squatting. It had a couch, a TV on the floor, a fold-up table, and his bedroom was literally just a mattress, like a light bulb, no shade, and like his clothes were just in like plastic totes on the floor.
It sounds real Netflix documentary-ish.
Yeah.
Sorry. Brady, is this true?
Well, yeah, I admit it probably looks a little bit like a serial killer. But so I broke up with my ex in the last year and it was really messy and I just gave her everything. And I totally not a decorator and I travel a lot for work. So I was just been like, well, forget it. Like, whatever. I'm comfortable. I can eat. I can sleep. And I just beyond that, I guess I hadn't really thought about it again.
Now, Carly, does that seem like a good explanation about his place?
Yeah, that makes sense. But I'm also like, you could have kind of told me that before you just brought me over and had me thinking Netflix documentaries.
He brought over to a warehouse.
Don't women want like a nice upgradable guy? Like, there you go. I'm a template to be worked with.
No.
Meet Brady, the blank canvas.
All right. Well, and so at least you have an explanation. You know what's going on.
Now, Carly, do you think you could get past this if, say, Brady decorated his place? Was that really the only thing that you thought was weird?
I mean, considering it's been over a year and he hasn't decorated, I think I will decorate for him.
Okay.
That's nice.
Sounds cute. Little HGTV.
Like, I love spending other people's money. I love shopping and I'm a great decorator, but like it's got to change. I just don't trust him to change it.
All right, Brady. You know, Carly said she would like to decorate for you. That kind of sounds like maybe she's willing to give you another chance. How does that sound?
Oh, that'd be great. I hate decorating, and I have the money. I just don't know where to spend it, so that'd be great.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys set up another date? In fact, we'll pay for your lunch or dinner, wherever you want to go. We're not going to pay for your furniture, though.
Because you heard that Carly likes spending other people's money. It won't be K92's money.
Yeah, this would be great. Thank you for making this happen.
All right, Carly, does that sound good to you?
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
All right, Carly, you guys keep us posted and let us know how it goes. Also, if you get like a nice set of furniture, we want to see pictures of your apartment.
Yeah, once it all looks perfect again and I'm no longer a serial killer, I'll let you all have a personal tour.
Yeah, because we just need it for the case files.
It's the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting you in to go see Trey Kennedy when he comes to town next Tuesday. And on the phone, we have Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We're going to play wordplay. I'm going to give you a word, and you just have to predict what either Monica or Antoine is going to say when they hear this word. So who do you want to play with this morning?
Monica.
All right, Monica, we're going to send Monica to the soundproof chamber. Get on out of here.
Fine, Sarah. I didn't want to play today anyway. I did want to play. Makes me sad. All right, here we go.
All right, Sarah, your first word is tape, T-A-P-E. What do you think Monica's going to say when she hears that word?
Worm.
Tape worm? Okay.
You know what? That is actually what Monica's probably going to say, knowing her.
Probably.
All right, water.
Falls.
Waterfall, okay. Key, K-E-Y.
Stone.
Keystone. All right, house.
Boat.
Houseboat. And the last one is always a name, Ryan.
Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. All right, Antoine is going to go get Monica to bring her back out of the soundproof chamber.
Monica!
Get in here, girl. All right, Monica. The pressure is on. You just have to match two with Sarah so she can go see Trey Kennedy on Tuesday night.
I'm going to do it.
All right. The first word is tape.
Tape. Tapeworm.
Tapeworm. Of course, yeah. That's what Monica would say.
That helped you lose weight real easy, right? Tapeworm.
Sarah, what'd you say?
Worm.
I told you.
You tapeworms.
I know my Monica. I know how her brain works.
Have you seen tapeworms?
No, Monica, let's move on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know people eat tapeworms, swallow tapeworms to lose weight. I think that's gross, but I heard it works.
Okay.
All right, next word is water.
Fall. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
I think you could tell by Sarah's reaction what she might have said.
Sarah, what'd you say?
Fall.
Okay. Oh, all right. Just like that.
Right
just
out
just like
that.
That. All right.
Hey, Sarah, you made a very good choice in picking Monica because I definitely wouldn't have said tapeworm. And I don't know if I would have said waterfall.
What would you
say? Water cooler is probably what
cooler.
I would have said.
cooler.
Stop judging me, tapeworm.
Oh, like the way my lips feel when I say cooler. I don't know.
Congratulations, Sarah. You're going to go see Trey Kennedy on Tuesday night when he comes to the Bergen Center of Performing Arts. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
When it comes to getting a new pet, a lot of people say adopt, don't shop.
Mm-hmm.
And while I have mixed feelings on that, I do understand the necessity for it.
Yes.
To adopt the pups, the cats, the animals that previous owners didn't want or animals that have run away. But what happens is at a lot of these rescue shelters, some animals are there a lot longer than others.
Mm-hmm.
And they are there for a multitude of reasons. For example, there's a woman that's fostering a golden retriever that was been in the shelter for years because it was over 100 pounds and had major mobility issues.
Okay.
So when people were looking at the dog, they're like, oh, I don't really want to invest into all of that. What's going to take
the medical bills
to help out this dog?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she said, I'm up for the challenge. I want to help this dog. That's what I'm here for. So here she is talking about all the work to rehabilitate Franny and getting her moving and healthy again.
I couldn't get her to stand up. She had no energy left in her. She was 125 pounds. She couldn't walk. It was about 3 weeks until she could get up on her own. She started taking these steps on her own, which she'd never done before, and picked up a tennis ball, turned around, and like brought it back to like a towel that she was laying on before. That was like the first moment where I was like, okay, we can be on to something. It just takes so much pride and so much happiness, and knowing that if she's had a bad life before, I'm trying to make up for it.
That's very nice.
That's awesome. And that's the type of people that we need out here adopting these animals.
Yeah, I will share that I have a good friend of mine, Alex. Her and her husband, they kind of do the same thing. But what they do is they go to shelters and find the dogs that haven't been adopted because they're older and they don't necessarily have that much time left.
Uh-huh.
And they foster those animals and keep them until they pass away to make sure they go out being loved and cared for. Like, I tell my friend Alex, I'm like, kudos to you, because I'd be crying 24/7.
I know.
Yeah, that takes a lot of love, a lot of compassion. So shout out to your friend, Alex. Shout out to anyone that's out here adopting pets, being that forever home for them. They need it. We appreciate you.
Join us for the downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade and Shamrock Festival. It's brought to you by Freedom First. That's going to be on March 16th. In downtown Roanoke, Miss Monica and I will be hosting the parade. DJ Flex will be in the parade repping K92. And
look, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like everybody's really hype. And kicks off at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring the kids out and everyone's cheering. There's beads. There's all kinds of acts. And, you know, people watching the parade. And it's overall just a great feel.
What's your favorite part of parades? Like, what's that thing that when you go to a parade, you have to see this, you have to experience that? What is that parade moment for you?
I look for any of the bands. Because, you know, I'm like, I tell you all the time, I really do. I look forward to the bands that are coming through. So
there's going to be some bagpipes. So maybe
there's bagpipes.
Maybe
I don't mind them.
Jump in and be a part of the bagpipes.
I like to people watch. I like to people watch.
There.
And I also, what excites me the most is the little kids.
Uh-huh.
The looks on their face and when they see like a really cool float come by,
they
or they get excited because they're getting candy or beads or whatever.
I love the harsh transitions between like parade goers.
Uh-huh.
So for example, you may have one parade float that is, you know, the Elk Lodge, you know, a bunch of older gentlemen walking through. And then right behind them, you may have K92. So it's DJ Flex blasting music with no in between. You're like, oh, this is a hard left turn, but I like it, the back and forth. But yeah, super excited. Chris, you are going to have so much fun. So many people come out for it. It is such a grand old time. The Shamrock Fest brought to you by Freedom First. That parade's going down next Saturday at 10 a.m. Make sure you're there. Make sure you're front in line so you can wave. Shout out DJ Flex, Monica,
hello.
Chris. Tomorrow's show, we got some secrets. We have covert confessions going down tomorrow on The Morning Thing.
Yeah, that's coming up right around 7:40. So if you want us to use your confession on the show, a few ways you can get it to us. You can actually call us, 540-774-9236. You don't have to tell us your name or anything. You just tell us your confession. You can also record a voice memo on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com. We get a lot that way. Or you can just text your confession to 52353.
And we also have a very special prize to hook you up with at 8:20 tomorrow.
Yep. So we have Trey Kennedy tickets. He's going to be at the Berglund Center on the 13th. So you can win those with K92's Wordplay at 8:20.
We know you like to plan ahead, so we're just telling you what's going down tomorrow. But before we get out of here today,
we have the morning thing nuggets. When life knocks you down, roll over and look at the stars. Yeah, when you text somebody too, you know.
I know, I hit the button, I'm like, that's not the right button. But I was also like, I'm looking at the stars right now. I was focused.
It's all right.
That's my universe noise, see?
Yeah,
that's the Big Dipper right there. Brand new episode of The Thing going down tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.